News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Protesting farmer unions on Tuesday wrote to the center on the talks scheduled between the two sides on Wednesday, saying the discussion will only be on the modalities of repealing the 3 legislation and giving a legal guarantee on the MSP. The government has invited the protesting farmers for the 6th round of talks on Wednesday. In its letter on Tuesday, the Samyukt Kisan Morcha, which represents 40 farmer unions, said the discussion will be only on modalities for the repeal of 3 farm laws and a legal guarantee on MSP. The Morcha further said the agenda of the meeting should also include amendments to be made and notified in the Commission for the Air Quality Management in National Capital Region and Adjoining Areas Ordinance 2020 to exclude farmers from its penal provisions. Through the letter, the Morcha also formally accepted the government's invitation for the dialogue. Union Ministers Narendra Singh Tomar and Piyush Goyal meanwhile met senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah on the eve of the talks. Agriculture Minister Tomar, Railway Minister Goyal and MOS Commerce and Industry Som Prakash have been representing the centre in dialogues with the farmers. It has been over a month now that thousands of farmers, especially from Punjab, Haryana and parts of Uttar Pradesh, are camping at Delhi's border seeking repeal of the 3 farm laws enacted in September by the centre. They have threatened to intensify their stir in the coming days if their demands are not fulfilled. So far, 5 rounds of formal talks have remained inconclusive. The last round was held on December 5, while the 6th round of talks, originally scheduled for December 9, was called off a day after an informal meeting of Home Minister Shah with some union leaders failed to reach any breakthrough. The government has presented these laws as major agriculture reforms aimed at helping farmers and increasing their income. But the protesting unions fear that the new legislation have left them at the mercy of big corporates by weakening the MSP and mandi systems. Cold wave conditions intensified in North India on Tuesday, with fresh snowfall reported from hill areas and Delhi recording a minimum temperature of 3.6 degrees Celsius. According to the India Meteorological Department, a western disturbance led to scattered to fairly widespread snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Cold and dry northerly and northwesterly winds from the western Himalayas have been barreling through the plains, bringing the minimum temperatures down in North India, the IMD said. Delhi reeled under a cold wave as icy winds sweeping through the city brought the minimum temperature down to 3.6 degrees Celsius. The Safdarjung Observatory, which provides representative data for the city, recorded a minimum temperature of 3.6 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 18.1 degrees Celsius, 2 notches below normal. The weather stations at Ayanagar and Lodhi Road recorded a low of 2.6 degrees Celsius and 2.7 degrees Celsius, respectively. In the plains, the IMD declares a cold wave if the minimum temperature dips to 4 degrees Celsius. A severe cold wave is when the minimum is 2 degrees Celsius or less. The IMD said the mercury may drop further by New Year's Eve. A strong earthquake hit central Croatia on Tuesday, destroying buildings and sending panicked people fleeing into rubble-covered streets in a town southeast of the capital. Authorities said 5 people were killed and at least 20 were injured. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center said a magnitude 6.3 quake hit 46 kilometers southeast of Zagreb. It caused widespread damage in the hardest hit town of Petrinja. The same area was struck by a 5.2 quake on Monday. Officials said a 12-year-old girl died in Petrinja, a town of some 25,000 people. Another 4 people were killed in villages near the town, according to the state HRT television. At least 20 people were hospitalized, 2 with serious injuries, officials said. The center of Petrinja, as it used to be, no longer exists, HRT reported, saying people remained inside collapsed buildings. My town has been completely destroyed. We have dead children, Petrinja Mayor Darren Kudumbovich said in a statement broadcast by HRT. "This is like Hiroshima. Half of the city no longer exists," he said. Marika Pavlovich, a resident, said the quake felt worse than a war. "It was horrible, a shock. You don't know what to do, whether to run out or hide somewhere," she told the Associated Press. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković and other government ministers arrived in Petrinja after the earthquake. "The biggest part of central Petrinja is in a red zone, which means that most of the buildings are not usable," Plenković said. He said the army has 500 places ready in barracks to house people, while others will be accommodated in nearby hotels and other places. "No one must stay out in the cold tonight," the Prime Minister said. Officials later toured a damaged hospital in the nearby town of Sisak, which was also badly hit by the earthquake. Plenković said the hospital's patients will be evacuated in army helicopters and in ambulances. Health officials said a baby was delivered in a tent in front of the hospital in the aftermath of the earthquake. The Croatian military was deployed in Petrinja to help with the rescue operation. Croatian seismologist Krešimir Kuk described the earthquake as extremely strong, far stronger than another one that hit Zagreb and nearby areas in the spring. He warned people to keep out of potentially shaky old buildings and move to newer areas of the city because of aftershocks. In the capital, people ran into the streets in fear. The earthquake was felt throughout the country and in neighboring Serbia, Bosnia, and Slovenia. It was felt as far away as Graz in southern Austria, the Austria Press Agency reported. Authorities in Slovenia said the Krško nuclear power plant was temporarily shut down following the earthquake. The power plant is jointly owned by Slovenia and Croatia and is located near their border. Pakistan's former foreign minister, Khawaja Mohammad Asif, was arrested on Tuesday by anti-corruption officials for allegedly having assets beyond means of income. Asif was taken into the custody of the National Accountability Bureau, or NAB, when he was coming out of a party meeting, said Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz spokesperson Mariam Aurangzeb. The NAB, in a statement, said its officials from the Lahore office executed the arrest in assets beyond known sources of income case. The bureau said that Asif held a Dubai Ikama or work permit from 2004 to 2008 and earned a total of Rs. 136 million for his services as a consultant legal advisor. He was directed to submit details of the salary he received and other information. Khawaja Asif continuously failed to cooperate during the inquiry, according to the NAB. PMLN chief and former Premier Nawaz Sharif condemned the arrest. He said it showed the government was rattled and that the days of blind vengeance by the government are numbered. His daughter Mariam Nawaz alleged that Asif was being pressured to oppose Nawaz Sharif and was arrested on refusing to do so. With his arrest, Asif now joins a long list of PMLN leaders facing cases of corruption, including party president Shehbaz Sharif, senior members Hamza Shehbaz, Rana Sanaullah, Javed Latif, Ehsan Iqbal, Shahid Khakan Abbasi, Saad Rafiq, among others. The arrest comes at a time when the Pakistan Democratic Movement, an alliance of 11 opposition parties, is organizing protest rallies across the length and breadth of the country, demanding Prime Minister Imran Khan resign. And India thumped Australia by 8 wickets in the second test on the fourth day to level the four-match series 1-1. Chasing a mere 70 to win, India overhauled the target in 15.5 overs with more than 4 sessions to spare. India had lost the pink ball test in Adelaide. Skipper Ajinkya Rahane, who scored 27 not out, and opener Shubman Gill, 35 not out, took the side past the finish line after India lost Mayank Agarwal for 5. And Cheteshwar Pujara for 3. India had wrapped up Australia's second innings for 200 in the extended opening session on Tuesday morning, after the hosts began at 133 for 6. India had taken a 131-run lead on the third day with skipper Ajinkya Rahane scoring 112 and Ravindra Jadeja, 57, taking the hosts to 326 in reply to Australia's first innings total of 195. Number 6, Cameron Green was the top scorer for the hosts with his 45-run knock, while makeshift opener Matthew Wade made 40. Green and Pat Cummins, who got 22, added 57 runs for the 7th wicket, with the pitch offering nothing to the bowlers. The partnership was broken only after the new ball was taken. For India, debutant pacer Mohammad Siraj, who got 3 for 37, took 3 wickets, while Jasprit Bumrah 2 for 54, and Ravindra Jadeja 2 for 28, and Ravichandran Ashwin 2 for 71, took 2 wickets apiece. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.